The Michigan Ag Today podcast brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, michiganmediates.org. A tale of two different farm economies. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. New data from USDA predicts farm income to increase in 2025. With more, here's Eric Pfeiffer.
That data comes from the latest net farm income forecast from USDA's Economic Research Service. However, Barrett Nelson, an economist with Farm Bureau, says it's important to look at the data beyond just the top line numbers.
Net farm income is forecast at $179.8 billion for this year. This is an increase of $52 billion, or about 41% from last year. Most of this increase comes from government payments, which are forecast to be $40.5 billion of that total of $179 billion. This is an increase of about 300% from where it was last year.
Nelson says the report paints a picture of two very different farm economies.
Cash receipts from crop sales are forecast to fall by 2.5% to $236.6 billion, in addition to USDA adjusting February's earlier estimate for crop receipts down by $17 billion. So if this were realized, this would be the lowest since 2007. On the other side of this, receipts for animals and animal products are forecast to increase by 11% to just shy of $300 billion. Most of this is from higher prices for cattle and eggs. This would be record high for this category.
Nelson did add that one of the highlights of the report was farm debt and the interest paid on that debt. You can read more on this at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Hello, I'm Craig McManus with M&W Seeds. Michigan is a very special place to be a row crop farmer. But with our different climates throughout Michigan and different soils, it can be challenging for our growers. That's why M&W Seeds offers growers in Michigan more than 30 corn hybrids and 8 soybean varieties. The seeds we sell are selected for Michigan and processed in Michigan because we take growers' business here seriously. M&W Seeds, where farming is an honor, passing on the knowledge is priceless. MWSeeds.com.
This is Levi from St. John's, and you are listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Dry weather continues across Michigan here today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. Your Tuesday looks pretty dry here, and we're going to stay dry in all parts of the state through the rest of the week. Temperatures are warm, well above normal for this time of year. I, for one, not complaining, but I don't think any precipitation can get going here until we get well into the weekend. Now, that doesn't mean there's not precipitation out there. You go west, the northern plains, upper Midwest are going to be seeing nice rounds of moisture trying to come together. Those get closer to us as we get into Saturday, but I'm not looking for any cloud cover or moisture to really settle into Indiana and Michigan right now until probably Sunday midday and afternoon. Sunday, I think we have some hit and miss scattered showers, 30% coverage, a few hundreds to a few tenths. Some of this moisture will linger into early Monday morning, but right now, I don't think we see any more than about 30 to 40% coverage of moisture. Probably looking at a final sweep through on Tuesday. Maybe we can get to 50% coverage out of that, but rain totals combined for the event, if we make it to half an inch, count yourself lucky. I just don't think there's a lot of moisture coming. Behind that, we are dry and cooler for the rest of next week, Wednesday through Saturday, Sunday. And then we see the week of the 29th start off with a strong front coming through. That front may trigger some rain shower action early the morning of the 29th. But behind it, sharply cooler temperatures. And once again, no surprise, back to the dry pattern. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
When it comes to their customers, Seed Genetics Direct can be a little nosy. They want to know where you live, your farm's geography and soil type, and even your environmental challenges. After all, Seed Genetics Direct uses more than 40 company-owned and third-party research locations throughout Indiana and Ohio to test their corn and soybean lineups. And with that many research locations, there's at least one similar to your farm that will help Seed Genetics Direct guide you on the path to growing success. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Both corn and soybeans finishing lower on Monday. Here to explain is Andy Eubank, and market analyst John Zanker. They spoke at the close of trade Monday afternoon.
USDA report on Friday, and the markets went higher. Not so on Monday. John, is it no surprise to you that the markets did give back a little bit on Monday after what was really not a bullish report on Friday?
We're giving back a little more than I anticipated today in the corn. But then again, 10 to 12 cent gain on Friday after a not so bullish report was a surprise. And I think a lot of it was tied to chatter that the Chinese and American trade negotiators would be back at it in Spain this week, and maybe some optimism there. But, reality is kind of sitting back in today that there's not going to be a lot of movement, I don't think, on the ag portion of the... Hey, TikTok, we got an agreement on that, and I don't really care about that, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that do, but I'm not in that camp. So I'm more worried about corn and soybean prices, and here we are. Heading into the biggest corn harvest in history. Well, I'm not sure. There's a lot of places that aren't going to be able to find the space for it easily. And that's probably getting some impact as well today.
It seems as though in order for the markets to get turned around in any kind of substantial way, there does need to be some sort of China purchase announcement, some sort of maybe agreement with China, and or reports from the field that we're just not going to meet what USDA thinks.
Yeah, and I can say, what we're hearing so far, second, third hand, mostly out of Iowa, is that the yields are disappointing in some areas and that it's tied directly to a rust tar spot issue. So how big is that going to be? The USDA did back the Iowa yield down 3, Illinois down 2. That's probably not enough. I think they're too high for Iowa, Illinois, Ohio in particular, probably too low in Nebraska, Kansas, South Dakota, Wisconsin. So there are some people out there on social media expecting massive cuts in corn yield from this disease issue. And I'm not there in regard to massive. I think it's an issue. I think it'll cut back our yields. But, when you add the kind of acreage we did, those acres aren't going away. They're not going to come back and take those acres back. So that's a little bit different than lowering the yield or raising the yield. So we've got to deal with that.
A check of your grain and livestock markets are coming up.
What does it mean to be a Dairyland Seed difference maker? For our corn seed, it means having the industry's most advanced technology and traits to deliver exactly what Midwestern farmers need, like the next-gen rootworm protection that comes with high-performance Vorseed technology, like the ultimate above-ground pest control you'll find in proven PowerCore technology. And just like all the other powerful features of our full lineup of performance corn products designed for your soils and conditions. Find your Dairyland Seed Corn Difference Maker at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Settlements from Monday, December corn dropping 6 3/4 at 4.23 1/4. March corn 6 1/4 lower at 4.41. Both November and January beans down 3.5 cents. November at 10.42 3/4. January 10.61 1/4. But December wheat up 1.5 cents to 5.25. October live cattle sharply higher, climbing $4.62 on Monday to $2.3460. October lean hogs 40 cents higher, $97.52. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.